Proclamation number 4629 of 4th of May, 1949. Working of love. Using of God's gift of power. He who abides in love. Again and again, love must be preached to you, without which you are and remain powerless. Loving activity puts you in possession of strength, but this does not mean the vitality which every person possesses, even if he does not observe the commandment of love. But this vitality enables him to work with love, so that he can therefore also easily gain possession of spiritual strength, with which he then succeeds in the soul's ascent development. For this reason, love should also be preached to people, because everyone is capable of performing works of neighborly love if only he wants to. And he should use this in order to secure something for himself for the time after his death, when his vitality is withdrawn, whereas the spiritual strength, which he has thus acquired through loving activity, remains with him, and he can use it to work in the spiritual kingdom on his own perfection and on the souls which are still under him in their development. Fulfill the commandment of love. This admonition cannot sound urgently enough to you, for you are lukewarm and indifferent and don't attach much importance to my commandments. But you don't realize that every act of neighborly love results in an approach to me, that this is, as it were, inherent in a work of love, that if you love, you draw me to yourselves, otherwise you would consciously strive for an approach to me and gain an unspeakable amount for your soul, for eternity. To work with love is already to make use of my gift of strength, which is granted to you if the will awakens in you to carry out a work of neighborly love. Therefore, working with love is already a joint activity with me, and if you imagine that I am always present to you when you are lovingly active, then the desire for me and the awareness of my nearness must already impel you to constantly work together with me. You can achieve nothing without love, nothing is of value before my eyes without love, and if you achieve everything on earth and are without love in your heart, you need not take pleasure in it, for it is worthless for eternity, it is of no use for the development of your soul, and poor and empty you will enter the spiritual kingdom. No works of love will follow you, and one day you will bitterly regret this. The loving human being, however, can be poor on earth, earthly goods and earthly happiness can remain denied to him, yet his soul can rejoice and exult because it has found union with me, because I am constantly close to it and every work of love proves my presence. He who abides in love abides in me and I in him. Without love there is no union with me, only love unites. The loving human being aligns his nature with my fundamental nature, which is love in itself. He will be able to work with greater strength on earth and in the beyond, because love is strength which emanates from me and enables ever new deeds of love. Use the strength of life and be active in love. Again and again I call this admonition to you, for only love redeems you. It sets you free from the adversary's shackles and earns you unity with me, who is eternal love myself. Amen.